This switch was actually pretty easy to figure out and flash configure, thanks to the OpenBK team. I am mainly using the Fight Smart dimmer switches, as my local Costco had the $00 manager clearance sale on them for $7 for a 2-pack a few months ago. So I bought all 13 2-packs they had left. Now, nearly every light switch is smart and dimmable in my house. Thanks BleeBlack8 for figuring out that one to get me started and have some foundation to figure out this one. I wanted to control a few fans and could not easily figure out how to disable the dimmer safely, so I bought a 4-pack of Martin Jerry switches for $52, almost 4 times what I paid for the Fight ones, lol, as it seemed like they were all cheap ESP devices that I could easily flash Tasmota on. But the USSS01 has the WB2S Wi-Fi board instead. This is the same BK7231 in the Fight, so I poked around to see if I could easily flash it. Turns out it was very easy to open and flash. Took me about 3 hours to figure this all out. All the plastic is held together by tabs, so it is easily removed. All we need to do is pop off the button. Now, the little board that is sticking out on the top right is the WB2S. Luckily, everything we need is accessible from this side of the board. Here is the pinout if you want to get a better feel of what we are doing. 3.3 volts, VBAT, GND, RX, TX are all facing the LEDs from the bottom up. We will need to solder leads to each of them, or you might even be able to use thin alligator clips as the pins are zigzagged with gaps, or just insulate the other side from making contact. If you are worried about melting the plastic or want more room to work, you can completely take the board out. All you have to do is undo 4 tabs between the plate that goes on the wall and the back part of the unit. I did this for my first one as I was figuring it out, but the other 3 I did not. Now, RX is connected to the main board and it will not flash if it is. I used a solder sucker and my iron to remove the connection and add a little back to the Wi-Fi board so I can connect my lead. Other solder removal tricks, like a wick, should work here too. Hopefully you can see this in my photo below. I would do this connection first. You will need 2 leads for ground, as you will have to momentarily ground CEN on the other side to get into flashing mode. In the photo below, the blue lead is actually touching the very top pad, but only looks like it is on the second from the top. The other side is stabbed in the back of the ground lead. You could use a button to make this very easy to get timing correct during flashing. Once you are all soldered, we are ready to flash. Download the latest OpenBK7231 flasher. Select BK7231T under chip type. Click Download Latest from Web. Plug in your USB to UART. Connect the 3.3 volts, ground, RX and TX. Remember, RX from the board goes to TX on the USB UART and TX to RX. Do not have anything else connected while flashing or working on the board. Click either Do Backup and Flash New or Do Firmware Write, No Backup. I do the second, as I will not need the old firmware again. Now it is going to have some yellow text asking you to restart the device. This is when you connect CEN to ground for about a second. Getting the timing is the hardest part. It took me a few times, and I accidentally did it again while it was erasing. If it has already erased part of it, you should no longer need to do this, as it will just connect and flash automatically. Once it is done flashing, remove power from the device and repower it. You can put it back together now, but I like to make sure it flashed correctly first. Once you power it back up, you should see a new open Wi-Fi network, like OpenBK7312T_XXX, with the X's being something else. Once connected, go to 192.168.4.1 in your browser. I configure Wi-Fi first, so I can get internet back on my laptop again right away. So go to config, configure Wi-Fi, and then type in your Wi-Fi SSID and password. This device is 2.4 GHz only, so make sure the network you're connecting to is 2.4 GHz. Now it will try to connect to your network. Log into your router and find THX.